Reconstruction work in Iraq continues to be hindered by security problems. With the pullout of the United Nations and the Red Cross, other aid organizations fled or feared to go to Iraq in the first place. Very few are left. One aid group continuing to operate is Los Angeles-based Relief International, working out of the southern city of Amara. The region is populated by Shia Muslims, who initially welcomed the U.S. invasion. NPR's Anne Garrels traveled to Amara and reports that even that region has serious problems.
This is the bill of quantities for the civic building.
Yes.
At the end of a long 15-hour day, Bob Fittis discusses last-minute details for the repair of a courthouse with his team of Iraqi engineers. Fittis is happy to be in the South and not in the capital.
I don't feel safe going to Baghdad. Amara is much safer. I'll walk through the souk. I mean, a tall Western stranger with no fear. I've walked home at night.
At 58, Fittis is no stranger to strange places. After 30 years overseas with Bechtel and ARCO, he offered his services to an organization called Engineers Without Borders. He set up shop in Iraq for Relief International 7 months ago. Yet while Amara is not plagued by attacks against coalition forces or foreign aid workers, it has widespread crime. Fittis lost his car to hijackers. His deputy had a near-miss last week. Theft is reputedly one of the biggest industries here. Unemployment in the region is estimated at well over 50%. This weekend, demonstrations over lack of jobs turned violent when protesters lobbed grenades at the governor's office. Iraqi police and British troops responded, killing at least six. The protesters claimed the U.S.-supported governor was only giving jobs to his family and tribe members. The violence was also reportedly fueled by Shiite extremists looking for inroads here. Amara, a town of 400,000, is wedged between the more populous and high-profile cities of Baghdad and Basra. Fittis and Relief International came to this largely ignored province to help, largely through the reconstruction of local schools. Fittis provides 500 jobs and would like to do more, but getting aid money, in a timely fashion, has become more difficult.
It takes a long time to where we receive the money to get it done. A lot of it is people working on rotation schedules, and a new officer comes in to accept a portfolio. It slows down the approval process.
Kids play in a soccer field cleared of bombs. Fittis and his team have renovated 49 small schools and several government buildings. His current target is the only primary school in the town of Al-Mushara, catering to at least 600 students. Fittis is yet to get the go-ahead. The headmaster, Khalid Abid Awad, is impatient.
First, when the coalition forces entered to our city, they told us that we will bring you all the stuff that you need, desks and blackboards, and never happened this.
My name is Ahmed.
15-year-old Ahmed Hussein, wearing a Giants football t-shirt, is still in primary school. Not because he's stupid. Saddam's repression of the region and continued conflict have kept him out of school.
Now my school, it's worse. The classrooms, as you see, there are no windows and the weather is cold. Even we haven't enough textbooks for some subject. It's old. It's been left from the past. No one had gave us new textbooks.
Yet he now dreams that one day he can be a teacher, instead of his original goal, selling ice. If repaired, his school could also handle desperately needed places for secondary students. But there are different views of what gives the most bang for the buck. Fittis and others complain the U.S. and its main contractor, Bechtel, are going for the number of schools repaired, instead of the number of students served, not to mention what the locals want.
Bechtel will not touch a school like this because it takes too much time, too much effort. This, unfortunately, is the real criticism that Bechtel's getting for the work they've done so far in the South.
It is asked what works in the end.
Do we do a kindergarten for 30 kids and spend
$50,000, or do we spend $100,000 for 600 kids? The economics to me are simple.
And if there are problems now, FITA sees enormous problems looming in the future. Seated in a modest house, which acts as office and home, he ponders the handover to the Iraqis, which the U.S. administration has pushed forward to July 1st. Can he see it working?
No, I can't. I've been here for 6 months. I've seen a lot of progress, but I don't think they'll be able to do it. You know, for example, we got a utility bill here at the House 2 months ago, and they haven't been back to collect, nor have we seen a new utility bill for the past 2 months. I don't see Iraq functioning as a working economy, working society, let alone the issue of law and order, in 5.5 months.
Even here, in the relatively peaceful South, Ann Garrels, NPR News.